Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I want to take you directly to Psalm 86, one of David's writings, where he says, "Bend an ear, God, answer me. I'm one miserable wretch. Keep me safe. Haven't I lived a good life? Help your servant. I'm depending on you. You are my God. Have mercy on me. I count on you from morning to night. Give your servant a happy life. I put myself in your hands. You're well known as good and forgiving, big-hearted, to all who ask for help. Pay attention, God, to my prayer. Bend down, please, and listen to my cry for help. Every time I'm in trouble, I call on you, confident that you will answer." My friend, today, whatever you're facing, I believe you can walk into the presence of a holy and a righteous God, and He will pay great attention to your needs. And I believe with all my heart that you can say, as David did, "Every time I'm in trouble, I call on you, confident that you will answer." So as we prepare for our time of meditation today, let's draw attention to our breath and just be quiet and still, and then let your muscles just kind of rest at ease for a moment. Pay attention to your breath, but breathe normally. Find a place of quietude. Discover an attitude, a spirit of solitude. And then let's draw two breaths that are deep. And when we draw them in, let's send that life-giving oxygen to the part of our soul that is in need today. And then as we exhale, let's force the tension and the stress and anxiety that this world offers us, stress it all out, push it all out in that exhale. Let's draw two quick breaths here. You ready? Part of your soul that needs that life-giving attention. And let's draw another deep breath. Hold it. Send it. And so in this time of meditation, I invite you to tell the Lord two things you're grateful for right now. God, I am grateful for. And then you just mention those two things out loud to your Heavenly Father. And now I invite you to think of your family. Maybe it's a parent or a child, maybe it's a sibling, maybe a grandparent. Whoever the Lord brings to your mind, think of someone in your family and bring them before the Lord that God might step into their time of trouble, as David spoke in that psalm. Now think about your church, wherever your church may be. We've got thousands of people that listen, and they're literally from all over the country and a few outside and around the world. Think of your church, and think about how you could pray for your pastor, your staff, your leadership, and your role in your church. And now ask the Lord to investigate how you handle finances, and let Him give you direction and guidance. Lord, would you give me wisdom on how to handle our finances, whether they're little or whether they're much? Now I invite you to bring someone before the Lord that you're having a tense time with. Maybe there is unforgiveness. Maybe there is shame. Maybe there's just a relationship that's not quite right. Ask the Lord to step in and do a great and mighty work, do a godly work inside those relationships and make them better than they've ever been before. And now I invite you to take a few moments and just hear from the Lord. I've mentioned this in almost every podcast that we have put out on the weekday meditation that says that there's nothing quite like learning and training your body how to hear the voice of God. So over the next few moments, allow yourself the privilege to stop and in stillness and in quietude, listen for the voice of God as He prompts, as He nudges, as He speaks. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. What a joy it is to spend time with the Lord. Listen to the last couple of verses in Psalm 86. Actually, they're not the end. They're kind of right in the middle. It says, "Pay attention, God, to my prayer. Bend down and listen to my cry for help. Every time I'm in trouble, I call on you, confident that you will answer." And then the very last verse of Psalm 86 says, "As you, God, gently and powerfully put me back on my feet." God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation. I look forward to talking with you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the Weekday Podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.